In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In today's gospel, our Lord Jesus Christ performs the miracle of feeding 5,000 people with a few fish and loaves of bread. To put this event in perspective, we must note that it took place immediately after Christ heard of the beheading of St. John the Baptist, who had, since being in his mother's womb, been called to prepare the way for the Lord. In his sorrow and grief over the forerunner's murder, he sought to be by himself in a deserted place. But the multitudes followed him to this deserted place from the cities. Even in his pain and grief, he looked out over the 5,000 or so people who had followed him. Was he irritated that he wasn't even allowed to have some time to himself in his grief? No, instead, he looked out on these people and felt compassion for them. And out of this compassion, he healed their sick. But when the end of the day came, his disciples, being concerned that so many people could not be fed, asked the Lord Jesus to send them away to the villages to get food. Had we been there, we probably would have said the same thing. Our Lord responded, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." And they responded, "We have here only 5 loaves and 2 fish. Their faith was there, but it was weak. But even that much faith activated the power and grace of God to accomplish this miracle. At this point, the Lord looked up to heaven and blessed and broke and gave the loaves to the disciples to give to the multitudes. And not only did the 5,000 eat to satiety, but around 12 baskets full of the remaining food stood as a testimony of the work of the living God. And just for the record, this account from St. Matthew tells us that those who ate were 5,000 men, but also women and children. As we have said many times, the fathers of the church have viewed this miracle as well as the feeding of the 4,000 in Mark 8 of the Gospels as prefigurements of the Eucharist. And these miracles also bring to mind God's feeding of his people Israel in the wilderness with the manna from heaven, which he became. He became that manna from heaven. And we will partake of that very bread shortly in communion. Christ became that bread for us. When we encounter sickness, suffering, and uncertainty, such as with this pandemic we're experiencing now, we must place our faith and trust in our God. We must also stick together. God is leading his church, not a bunch of disconnected individuals, but he is leading his people, the church, the body of Christ, that which is organic, that which is alive and full of his life, full of his righteousness, not because we deserve it at all, none of us do, but because he wills that and because he loves us. And he feels compassion for us just as he did the 5,000 on that particular day. We can safely say that our Lord Jesus Christ has not left us. He who is able to heal the sick, feed and clothe the hungry and destitute, calls you and me to himself in these days. We must have thankful hearts for his provisions, but beyond that, we must hunger and thirst to know him intimately in these times. We should pray more, serve others to the extent that we can, and confront the circumstances of each day with the faith of a child. He will deliver us. We must do our part faithfully, but he will deliver us. Seeking him and his kingdom is what we are called to do, just as the 5,000 did. They followed him. And as we do this, our Lord will look on us, his people, with compassion, with healing, with mercy and forgiveness, with patience and endurance, Forged through faith and love, we can transform these challenging days into a treasured time in our life, a time when we drew nearer to God and He drew nearer to us. We can look back on this one day. Those signposts that we used to talk about here so often, of when God delivers you, you don't forget that. You remember that because it speaks to you of His faithfulness. Every challenge that comes along, we're tempted to disbelieve. We're tempted to say, He can't do that. He's lost it. Somehow or other, He's lost His touch. God never loses His touch. He is always the master of the universe. And He loves you and me. If God be for us, who can be against us? Yes, these are perilous times, but we can be of good cheer, for our Lord Jesus has conquered the instigator of all human suffering. He is at work in the midst of this plague. You can count on that. You can trust in that. And you can confront that plague with that knowledge. Dearly beloved, may we be attuned to that work in us, beginning in our hearts and working out each and every day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.